Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek. Today we are going to exegete the book of Matthew and our beginning studies of the New Testament. I'd like to start with the Koine Greek, moreover, should I say, the New Testament Koine Greek of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, son of David, son of Abraham. We do have in the Greek as follows: Biblos, which means the book, Genesios, which means the genealogy, Iesu, which means of Jesus, Christou, which means of Christ, son, Wiu, which means of the son, of David, Dawid. We have son, once again, as Wiu, and then finally, of Abraham, Abraham, but of Abraham, which is also in the genitive case, or the U, or the of, the noun case. So what we have, grammatically speaking, is the first word being a noun, book, biblos. It is also in the nominative, which means it's naming the thing. It's also in the feminine, which means it has been received of something else. It has been inseminated of something else. And then we have the singular, just express that it's only one thing. We have the same case for of the genealogy. It is in the noun sense. We have it in the genitive in terms of being of something. We have it in the feminine, which does mean it has still received from a greater thing or a primitive thing or a primer. We have it in the singular as well. It is still one thing. We have the next phrase, of Jesus or Iesu, which means of him, of his spiritual grammatical genitalia, of him in his likeness. It is a noun, or he is a noun, and it is in the genitive. It means of again, genitalia, of the thing. Masculine, this time, of course, he is a male, and he is singular. There is one Jesus of this likeness. We have the Christ figure. It is a noun, genitive, masculine, singular. It is still of the phrase, Iesu Christu, of this Jesus Christ, who was the son of, again, noun for the word son, genitive, masculine, singular, of. And then we have David. Dawid, again, of this David, of his grammatical genitalia, of David. And then finally, the son of Abraham. Again, Wiu, Abraham. This means of this person. So we have two feminine and six masculine, all relating to the genitive. It means it is coming from a line. We have a generation, a genealogy, significant line, a signification to something. So I would like to show the unique nature in just these few words in the very beginning of Matthew, where Matthew did use the word biblos versus biblion. Biblos implies, or it does tell us, that it is a more sacred nature. It is a pointed out thing. It also means that it is a larger text than the smaller parchments of a broken chapter or possibly a broken book. So Matthew is giving credence that this is a full testimony of his account in this Biblos. And we might turn to the understanding of how the early church did combine their papyri, their writings, that we would understand what a book means in the smaller sense versus a bigger sense versus the biggest sense. If I could just turn to some history and say that all the pages that make up a book, they are called a choir. It's a folding nature of putting parchments together. And when you stack the testimonies together on a pile, and then you fold it. If it's a thicker pile, the middle part of that folding sticks out more, and it would be cut in order to have a uniformed nature. So the middle papers within this pile, called a quire, contain less information. So it's an interesting little excerpt that the quire, though, was a bigger stack of papyri put together and cut. The cutting, again, implies a thicker stack. So it was in this case that this Biblos was the Biblos of Matthew, to Matthew, if you will. And that's that. So we do have the fix for the book versus the book. That is, the larger versus the smaller in our history. Well, thank you for this time, and I will see you again, hopefully soon, in God's will. This is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries.